Thank you for all of that sharing on that video. There's a lot that has happened in the last 11 years, and just all the sharing in the other videos as well. But mainly just thank you for sharing the journey with us over these last 11 years. We worship a beautiful God, and as we worship this beautiful God, then it brings out the beauty in all of us. And so let's keep drawing close to Him and allow His beauty to spread throughout this world. As Marian and I were thinking about what passage we would like to share with you in this kind of last teaching moment together with us, it was pretty easy. We immediately went to Philippians. If you recall, Philippians is a letter from Paul to a beloved congregation. It is a letter that is about joy in difficult times, like what we're going through. If you recall, it's also a letter that we studied together in February as COVID began to overtake us, and we found our strength again by, as a congregation, as a church family, focusing on Philippians. It's also one that Marian and Sarah memorized together. So I'm going to let Marian share the passage, and then we'll talk a little bit about how it relates to us.
So from Philippians 1, verses 3 through 6, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
Amen. So Marian is going to come back. I know you'd probably rather watch and listen to her, but I just want to talk a little bit about then, what does this mean for us? What does this mean here on this day if we've been journeying together for 11 years? Or what does it mean that if you're a guest with us this morning and this is the first time you've been a part of Community Church? I think it has a lot to say for us. And it says, it starts with, I thank my God every time I remember you. I thank my God. You know, over the years, we've learned that it's the grateful people that are joyful. It's not the joyful people that are grateful, but it's the grateful people, the thankful people that are filled with joy. And that is part of who we are as Christians, is to give thanks in all situations. And that's what Paul says here. So even during COVID, in tough times, there's something to give thanks for, if only because we can say, we're not in this alone, we're in it together. But over these last 11 years, there has been a lot to be thankful for, and we've seen those in the videos. We've seen some of the baptisms and the births, the new baby, and the celebration. On the screen, you can see some celebration from the Chinese New Year celebration, which we weren't able to do this year, but it's been a highlight of every one of the past years. And I love that picture with the two ladies, and they're just joyful, and you can see the joy in them. But it's also been a time of just change, and you can see in this next picture of this of Dorothy being there, and that was taken actually before we even moved into J Plus, and you can see just before anything was built, there was this space. And as a church family, we prayed that God would rise up in J Plus this this harvest of righteousness. And we've talked about righteousness sounds like a kind of a Christian word, but it just means right relationships. And so we pray that in the church there would be right relationships built with God first, but then right relationships with our spouses, with our families, with our bosses, and throughout our places of influence, there would be these relationships built. And we can give thanks for that. But it's not always been easy, has it? Esther was very kind, Pastor Esther, when she was talking about the prison ministry. But even there were some challenges. She kind of gracefully didn't mention the time that I set the alarm off in Lai Chi Kok. And just a kind of a memo to myself, it's not a good idea to set off an alarm in a maximum security prison. But the team was very gracious. The officers, they came rushing up when I accidentally set it off. They were concerned about us, and mainly they were just gracious and forgiving. And at times I've set off alarms at community church as well, more spiritual alarms and everything, but you have been gracious and kind and forgiving in some of the faults that we have made, some together and some just individually with me. And one of the things about letting go of an old season in order to fully embrace the new is to be thankful. But the other thing is forgiveness and forgiving each other. So for the times or the incidences where Marion and I may have misstepped, then we ask for your forgiveness and we confess those. And know that we also extend that same forgiveness and grace as we together look to God for forgiveness, but also thankfulness. Because thankfulness and forgiveness is part of a partnership in the gospel. And that takes us to the next verse here, where Paul goes on and he says, in all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. So I'm going to invite Marion to come back, and she's going to talk a little bit just about a tangible expression of our love for you from those first days when we walked into Kaiwasan 11 years ago. We have felt your partnership in the gospel, so we wanted to give you a tangible expression of our love for you in this partnership.
So what we have for you is a candle. It's a votive candle holder. It is a symbol of light and hope. And on the side of the votive candle is the verse from Romans chapter 15, verse 13, a message of joy and a message of peace. So we've loved working together with you and are going to miss that a lot. But, you know, even though our time of working together is coming to a close, our partnership in prayer will never come to a close. And for that, we are eternally grateful. So we hope the next time that you're at Community Church, you'll pick one of these up. And we'll continue to remember that together we can overflow into Hong Kong by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Marion. And so that is our blessing, that blessing of hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as we trust in Him, and then we overflow in that hope. And we've talked about it before. It's better to light just one candle than to curse the darkness. And so pick those up. We had hoped that we could give them to you in person, but we have them ready for you. And anytime you get a chance, you can stop by the church and pick one of those up and then continue that partnership which he speaks of here, but this partnership now as we go on in praying for one another. And then it goes on to the last verse. And this is a verse that is a powerful verse. It's a verse that I think I've prayed into more people than any other verse. And I know many of you, we've prayed it together. And Paul finishes with saying this, being confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion on the day of Christ Jesus. Being confident of this, that word confide, again the Latin, but it just means with faith, because the more faith we have, the more confident we can be. But we're not confident in ourselves. We're confident in the one who began a good work in us, because God has begun a good work in all of us. God has begun a good work in you. So let me again just pray this into you, that whether or not you're feeling it right now, God is at work in you. And it might be that you're worried about your kids and where it's going to happen with them, or it might be that you're worried about the situation right now with COVID-19, or it might be that you're worried about with your job, or what it doesn't feel like God is actually doing anything that you can see bringing that harvest of relationship. But I want to say this, that God always finishes what he starts. And so be confident of this, that God has begun a good work in you and he will carry it on to completion. And here at Community Church, as Community Church goes into this new season, we can already see that God has begun a work, good work, and we know that he will carry it on to completion. The last word in this text is really the last word for you. And it's the last word that Marion and I would have. And that's that word, just Jesus. it ultimately comes down to Jesus. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the first and he is the last. This last week, J.I. Packer, a prominent, well-known evangelical theologian, passed away. And you can see his picture on the screen here. And when they were asking him in one of his last interviews about what would be his last word for the church, it was really these five last words. It was glorify Christ in every way. Glorify Christ in every way. And that would be our charge to you as well, that as you go into this new season, glorify Christ in every way. To glorify just means to reveal the beauty, reveal who God truly is. You know, one of the things I've really enjoyed, and I think it's just a great benefit of being a pastor, is the fact of the weddings, and you get this front row seat in all of these weddings. And one of them, I recall, it was called the Fairy Tale Wedding because it actually happened on the Star Ferry, one of our favorite rides here in Hong Kong. And the way it worked is there was about 150 of us. We got on at the dock and then we went out about an hour on the harbor, and it was just filled with joy from the beginning, that joy of a wedding. But there was also an open bar on the way out, and so by the time we turned around and came back, it was also filled with quite a bit more joy. And as I got there, got the opportunity to speak, I wanted to speak about Jesus and being at a wedding. So I talked about how, yes, Jesus walked on water, but at a wedding, that's where he first turned water into wine. And not just any wine, it was good wine. And I think at this point, one of the people listening just got kind of overcome, and he raised his glass and he said, "To Jesus!" And I think that actually is a very deep spiritual truth. To Jesus. To Jesus. That would be kind of our last words, that everything you do, be done to Jesus, because Jesus is the last word in our text. Several of you have been asking over the times we've had dinners together, which has been beautiful over the last few weeks, and just talking in the office and asking about what are the plans God has for us. We can share a little bit today. We're not in a position where we can share all the details, but we wanted to share with you our gratefulness to God, because as we stepped out in faith, God has provided. At one point, we were looking at different opportunities in three different continents, but one of those was here in Hong Kong. So we wanted to just share with you that both Marion and I feel this deep calling to continue the work that God has called us to do here in Hong Kong. And so the plan is we're going to take a little bit of a break now, but then we'll be starting with a wonderful organization here in town in October. And that organization works with faith and culture. It also works with leadership, especially for the next generation. And so we're excited about that. We're excited about the time where we can share all the details. But we also ask, as Marion was sharing, that you would continue this partnership of prayer with us, that you would pray with us, that in whatever we do, that we would do it to glorify Christ in every way. And everything we do would be done to Jesus. Thank you, Community Church. We love you. We have loved being with you. And we will extend and continue to extend our love through prayers as we go forward. God has amazing plans for you. And we look forward to hearing all that God continues to do through the ministry at Community Church, because it is done to Jesus. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to finish this time of teaching with a communion time. And at the end of our teaching time, we always had communion because we wanted everyone to know it's not about anyone on the platform. It never is. It's always about Jesus. And in the communion, that is the presence of Jesus Christ. So what we're going to do today is we're going to do it a little bit different. And we're going to share communion between Pastor Wade and myself. Now, if we had been in the hall, then it would have been a little easier because Pastor Wade would have been here. But what we're going to do is I'm going to start with the bread. And then after the blessing of the bread and the taking of the bread, then Pastor Wade is going to pick up with the cup. So if earlier, I think Pastor Wade would have said that you could pull together your elements. So if you have now some bread or cracker or some juice or wine, go ahead and get those. Before we do that, though, I'm just going to pop off camera here and get this get a little token of my appreciation and also a handing over. When Pastor Wade and I were talking earlier, we were talking about this passing a baton. And so I wanted to pass on a baton to Pastor Wade for this next season. Now, this isn't a baton, but Pastor Wade, you would have seen this in my office many times. It is the shepherd's staff. It is a real one. It was one that was made in the UK, given to us when we were pastoring there, and took it to Germany, and now I've taken it here. And we thought we wanted to pass this on to you so that you can pass it on to pastors and it can become a tradition here, that we are all just under-shepherds of the true shepherd, Jesus Christ. So this staff does not make you a bishop, but it does probably get you a part in the Christmas play every year. And it's also very handy. I've used it to clear the drain outside and the veranda and all types of practical things. So Pastor Wade, passing this on to you in confidence, confide, that the one who began a good work in you is carrying it on to completion on the day of Christ Jesus. So we're going to have communion now together. And again, I'll start and then I'll pass over to Pastor Wade. The communion time is a time of recognizing the presence of Jesus Christ, that Jesus himself is here with us, that Jesus himself is our presence. He is our strength and our sustenance. And so, brothers and sisters, hear the words that were passed on to us, that on the night on which our Lord was betrayed, he took bread like this, and then he gave thanks, and he broke it, saying, "This is my body, broken for you. Take, eat, in remembrance of me." So, Pastor Wade, it's over to you.